Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you have that level of belief, it will really start to shape your faith, and you really start to view the word impossible as everything is possible. I'm possible because God created me. Everything I want to do is possible.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening?
Hey, angels, make sure to head over to my website, aishachristina.com, to download my free guide on idolatry. I promise it's really going to bless you. If you are interested in preventing delay in your life and you want to get rid of certain idols, this is the guide for you. Click the link in the description box below. Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. How's everyone feeling? You know, I really was feeling so great about honestly how I looked in the last episode where I didn't have on makeup. I thought, you know what? And what the heck? Why not do it again, right? And add a little cute glasses. When I tell you, I love a good tortoise frame. Okay, I have 2 shades that are like this. If you guys are curious where I got these from, it's a charitable company that I saw being advertised to me on Instagram called Diff, D-I-F-F. And this is genuinely not sponsored. It's just every time I wear these glasses, I get so many compliments and I just love a tortoise shell. I think it stands out. I think it looks classy and I like a bigger frame. I don't really like a tiny little situation. I just don't. Anyways, how's everyone's day going? I'm actually filming for the first time at nighttime. I'm filming at night. So I thought, you know what? I didn't really feel like doing like the full glam thing. We will be back to glam. Do not get it twisted because I mean, I love a good glam look, but you know, just cozy vibes for tonight. So I hope you all are doing well. I really feel led tonight to talk about, or today, night for me, but morning for you, to talk about your breakthrough season. I know that with all that's going on in the world right now, we have heard many prophecies about the foreseeable future, right? And I absolutely do believe in these prophecies. I do believe that we are definitely in the last days. That does not mean that the Lord is not going to be still handing out miracles. That doesn't mean that life is going to be down and out for you. You know what I mean? But I also do believe that we are going to be experiencing these blackouts, these internet issues, these cellular device issues, yada, yada, yada. And this is why I'm here to pass along the message from these prophets that you guys need to stack up on things. I wrote down a list that Tiffany Montgomery has already written down, Joshua Giles as well. He didn't write down his list, but I have already written that list down. It's not my list. It is hers. So, but these are just items that I think everyone needs to get in on. And so I can supply that for you guys in the description box so that you guys will also be able to stock up. If you are watching this on YouTube, you will see the list in the description box. If you are listening to this, you will see the list in the show notes. So I just think it's very important that we are aware of that. But I also want to say, I do believe that God is in the season of breakthrough. Now, I felt led to talk about this. And what's interesting is that the scripture that I got for the year, I believe was in Isaiah. And it was, hold on. It's Isaiah 40 verses 31, which literally says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and will not faint." Okay. And I just love that scripture. And this basically, the point of that scripture is to say to wait on the Lord, right? And then we also know that song. I don't know who sings it. When it was saying, so wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. So wait on him. I don't know if it's Chandler Moore, I believe, but he has a song like that. I say all that to say that my word for the year, aside from that being my scripture of the year, was breakthrough. We all have a word for the year. When I tell you, I must share, because I share about the times where I'm experiencing spiritual warfare. I share about all the things that I experience. I feel like I am stepping into, finally, an abundant season. And I feel like some of us actually really are. It's happening all around me. One of my best friends literally just got a house with her family. Another one of my friends just got a brand new job. My other friend got a brand new job. I feel like I'm beginning to see the fruits of my labor, and I cannot tell you how encouraging it is. It feels like it's such an interesting thing, because before we get into it, I was thinking to myself, I was talking to God earlier today, and I was like, you know what, God, it's so interesting how you can want something for so long, and then when you start to get it, you almost psych yourself out and you feel hypervigilant and you feel like, man, well, is pain going to attach itself to this experience, or what's on the other side of this? You start to question whether or not you really deserve it, but yet this is what you wanted. And so I caught myself kind of doing that for a nanosecond, and then I had to remind myself, no. Thank you, Jesus. God, I accept the blessings that you have been putting in my life. I accept the abundance that you're giving in my life, because yes, I am deserving of that. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. And I feel like, wow, it's been 2 years that I have spent on this journey. Since 2022, I really put my bootstraps on and I started to really get serious about my father's business and really focusing on, all right, God, I'm done doing this on my own. Seriously. Like, and let that be known to God. And then, ironically enough, just shifting gears and incorporating my faith and me feeling led to show you guys how I live out my faith throughout my content, no matter how mundane the task is, being very vocal that Christ is my firm foundation. So this is going to be a very powerful and uplifting topic, because I really want to talk about breakthrough season. When you're facing challenges and you're seeking a fresh start, you know, this episode is going to be all about understanding and experiencing, you know, the breakthroughs in your life. So let's first define what I mean by breakthrough. So in biblical context, a breakthrough is a moment when God intervenes in our lives in a powerful way, bringing about significant change or solution to a problem. So one key verse that captures this idea actually is another verse in Isaiah. It's Isaiah 43 verse 19. And it says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Like, wow, right there. And I don't know. I'm just feeling this so deeply. I don't know if it's because this is where I feel like I'm at in my life today, where I just been feeling extra grateful. You know, I don't know why, but I randomly have been waking up around like 4 a.m. and next thing you know, I was like, all right, I'm listening to a prayer. I have this YouTube channel that I like to listen to sometimes called Psalms of Warfare or Psalms Prayers of Warfare, something like that. And it's a lady that is like really tarrying in the Holy Spirit and like saying a bunch of prayers. And it's so powerful. And so I slept with that on. And when I woke up and I heard it playing, I started to pray with that lady, but I was finding myself dozing in and out of sleep still, but yet I would still be waking up. So I'm like, okay, the Holy Spirit clearly wants me to be up, because I'm not even getting, like, I'm not drifting off to sleep long enough to stay sleeping. I keep waking up. And so next thing I know, it's going on 5 something in the morning. I've literally been up since 4, and I'm just like praying off and on, you know, to the best of my ability, because really I don't even feel conscious, but I'm aware of what it is that I'm doing. And so I'm like, wow, it's in these moments. Like, have you ever woken up at 3, 4 in the morning, midnight, whatever have you? Use that time to pray or read scripture. One, it'll either really knock you out and you'll have the best sleep, you know, of your life, or it is a purpose for you to start praying and getting intimate with God in those moments. I no longer will wake up on my phone and be like, huh, what's on TikTok? What's on Instagram? It's like, no, okay, if I'm up at this time and I'm woken up in the middle of my sleep, I'm going to pray in the Holy Spirit, because that is for a reason. And because of the fact that the things in the unseen are more real than the physical realm, I'm not chancing it. I'm not wasting time. And again, there are so many resources if you don't know what to pray. There's an Instagram page that I follow that I absolutely adore. I want to get the name correct, so let me pull it up actually. It's called Wildfire Prayer Movement. And that is Wildfire Prayer, M as in Mandy, V T. Okay. Wildfire Prayer Movement. I don't know who is behind this page, but God bless whoever is behind this page, because this woman has so many prayers that she takes her time out beautifully to create these carousels, and literally will have prayers that you can literally say for anything. She even has prayers for midnight, prayers for all the men in your life, hotel room prayers, how to cleanse and anoint your home, powerful hedge of protection prayer. And the list really just goes on and on. I love that Instagram page as well, because prayer is key. And there is no such thing as wasted time when it comes to the things of the Lord. And don't allow the enemy, because I feel like this is a trick that the enemy does with me, where he'll give me anxiety and make me feel like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, because you have to get your day started. So da-da-da. But whenever I'm on TikTok and I'm scrolling on Instagram and da-da-da-da, I notice that I don't ever feel like, hurry up and scroll on Instagram, hurry up and scroll through this, because you have to start your morning. It only happens when I am reading my scripture, I'm trying to get intimate with God, where I notice that's when these moments tend to rear its ugly head the most. That's when I start to experience this hastiness of hurry up, because da da da. Now, okay, pay attention to these things though. That tells you that this is a spiritual battle that you are fighting against, and that when it's the times that we feel like we don't need to do it the most are the time that we need to. God is not waking you up in the middle of the night so that you can go on Instagram and see what you missed while you were sleeping around the world. No, he's waking you up because he wants to speak to you. He wants to reveal things to you. So now that you have this knowledge, I want you to keep this in mind. I want you now, anytime you wake up in the middle of the night, don't go hopping on, oh, you know what? Let me put on some music and start jamming out. Let me start, you know, scrolling on whatever social media, whatever. Let me go watch a movie. No. This is God trying to communicate with you. And let me tell you something. When your harvest season comes, it will come. When the floodgates will open and pour you out a blessing, it is going to come. So back to what I was saying, I have to read the scripture again. Isaiah 43 verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. This verse is showing us that God is always at work, creating new paths, even in our toughest situations. You are not alone. And I heard Megan Ashley say something today, and she was also saying that there is no wasted time in God and the things of the Lord. And I felt so encouraged hearing her say that, because what she was saying really resonated with me. So I'm going to share this message with you as well, that she was saying that there is no time where God does not see what you do. A lot of the times we know God is seeing the wrong things that we do, but what about the good things that we do? He sees that too. He sees you when you have, you know, denied temptation, when you have resisted the enemy. He sees you when you have resisted the temptation. He sees you when you are fasting, when you are praying, when you are tarrying in the Holy Spirit. He sees when you were generous towards someone. He knows the thoughts that you have. He is omnipresent. present. So considering all those things, I was like, whoa, I felt so encouraged in my spirit because I was like, wow, it really just highlights the fact that nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted when it comes to the things of the Lord. And so in this scripture, it's so encouraging because it says that he's doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? God is making a way even in the wilderness. A lot of times you talk about our wilderness season and our season of isolation, our season of God. I don't know what's going on here. This is definitely the Wild Wild West. God, what's happening? Okay, what's going on? But God knows, God sees. He is with you through it all, every season, every moment. And he's creating new paths, even in our toughest situations. And that's why even in the last podcast episode, when I gave the scripture of Galatians 6, verse 9, where it was talking about that we must not grow weary in well-doing because in due time, we will reap the harvest of the things that we have planted. Paraphrasing there. So another verse to consider actually is in Micah 2 verses 13, the one who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and go out. This actually highlights God as the initiator of breakthroughs, leading us to freedom and more opportunities, okay? Because we see that the one meaning who? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he breaks open the way. He will help you to break through the gate and go out. It is through God, only through God, only through believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and drawing intimacy with him that we will realize that he is leading us into freedom and new opportunities. End of story. And this is scripture. So think about a time in your life where you experience a breakthrough. This will also help you to exercise gratitude. Like I said, a lot of these new spiritual practices and spiritual practices, period, they tend to emphasize on, you know, gratitude as well. They extract things from the Bible and then they incorporate them into their own practices. But again, in the Bible, it says that we must give thanks. That also is AKA gratitude. And so for those of you that feel like, okay, well, this is why I'm like a spiritual person because it's basically like the same thing. It is not the same thing. When you take something from the creator and you try to pervert it through divination, through, like, for instance, there's a difference between prophecy and fortune telling. Your source is not coming from the same thing. Having angel guides is not a thing. Angel numbers is very different from the biblical definition of biblical numerology, I should say. These are stark contrasts between each other. And I know that these things may seem so harmless because it's like, it's called angel cards. Because I too used to be confused. So I'm not saying this to condemn anyone. I too used to believe in these things like, oh, angel numbers and 333 this and abundance and yada, yada, yada. And I learned it is divination. It is the enemy masquerading as an angel of light to get you to anything to remove the glory from God and from believing that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He will do anything, even creating a plethora of false religions that are under the guise of spirituality. But if you actually tend to dissect these new practices, you will realize they always end up going off course. Okay. There's no biblical foundation to any of them literally at all because they're extracting pieces and turning into their own things. That's why you have some people, they believe that they are aliens in the 5D world and this dimension and that dimension. Then you have other people that believe that they must like donate their livers in order to be sacrifices to each other. And that's not to say people don't take the word of the Lord and also pervert the word of the Lord as well. But this is why when you know the Bible and you get to know God's voice, which I still am actively learning myself, you will begin to see and get familiar with the things that he's actually saying so that when you come across something that you know isn't really biblical, that you know isn't really right, that you will be able to stand up and say, okay, okay, yeah, no, that's not of God. That is not biblical, et cetera, et cetera. But I want you to really think about when you experience breakthrough. How did your faith play a role in that moment? Because we tend to forget about all the places and the things that God has already brought us through. That relationship that you swore up and down that you would never be able to get over. That, you know, job that you thought that you lost and you'll never be able to get another high paying job again, or a job that you actually love, okay? Or that sickness that Jesus miraculously, supernaturally healed you from that you thought was going to be a death sentence to you, or you thought was going to significantly alter the rest of your life, and he healed you from it. Reflect on how God's intervention made all the difference in how it shaped your understanding of his work in your life. Now, there are also some powerful examples in the Bible where individuals or even communities have experienced significant breakthrough. And one story that we can consider is the parting of the Red Sea. Now, we all know this story, right? This was in Exodus 14, verses 21 to 22, when the Israelites faced an insurmountable obstacle. Okay, God made a way where there seemed to be no way. And I love that. I believe that's a song as well. You made a way when there seems to be no way. I trust in you, God. You have the final say. I know CeCe Winan sings it. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. And I just absolutely love that, because it's like there have been so many moments in the human experience, you cannot escape this. You cannot escape going through things, going through trials and tribulations. And to actually sit there and reflect on all the times that God has come through for you it's beautiful. And it should almost wreck you when you actually sit down and like, wow, like God, I didn't think that I would be able to get out of the situation. I didn't know how I was going to get out of this relationship. I didn't think I would get over this relationship. But yet here you are alive and well to tell the story and reflect back. And then there was the story of Paul and Silas in prison, right? And as described in Acts, the book of Acts, in verse 16, chapter 16, verses 25 to 34, it was their praise and their prayers that led to a miraculous earthquake that freed them and transformed their life in prison. That is such a powerful story. Paul has gone through so much too in the Bible. And that earthquake that literally broke chains, physically broke chains and freed them, was an incredible story. And these stories actually tend to remind us that breakthrough often comes when we remain faithful, when we are not growing weary in well-doing, and when we follow God's guidance, no matter what things look like, we are following God's guidance, even when the situation seems impossible. I'll give myself, for example, when I first started to pivot into this, I had no idea I was going to do it. I didn't understand, like, I had no idea that my podcast was going to turn into this. I was like still trying to figure out my way. I couldn't tell you, I've never felt more whole. I thought I felt whole when I started talking about dating and relationships when I first started my channel. And I know I always tell you guys like, oh, we're gonna get back to that. We definitely will. But it's like, I'm following God's lead right now. Because again, I want you guys to know where my firm foundation is. And I believe that it is in me establishing this foundation, having enough, you know, content out there where people know without a shadow of a doubt what team I am on. Team Jesus, team, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, team Christ is King, that there will never be any question, no matter what the subject is at hand that I'm discussing, whether I say Jesus's name or not. I'm establishing my footing right now. And when I was losing tons of followers and things seemed like they were just completely plateauing for me, and I just couldn't understand. But there was a resilience that I had for some reason and still have that I'm like, I don't care. I don't care what it looks like. This is a hill that I'm willing to stand on, and it is what it is. Like, God, I believe in you. If it never even goes anywhere, you're still good. That's the level of conviction that I had in my spirit, in my heart. that even if so, God, you are still good. I'm going to follow your direction because every good and perfect thing comes from you. And so if I'm trusting that and I'm believing that, then I know that the situation is going to turn around. I don't know how, I don't know in what way, but I know that it will. And I know that it will work out. So when you have that level of belief, it will really start to shape your faith. And you really start to view the word impossible as everything is possible. I'm possible because God created me. Everything I want to do is possible, okay? God gave you the gifts and the talents and the things that you were interested in for a reason. So when we think about the walls of Jericho, when God tore down the walls of Jericho, okay? All right? Think about the challenges or the Jerichos in your life, and God broke down those walls. God came through for you. God gave you a breakthrough in those moments. This should inspire you to trust God and to seek his guidance even more, no matter what the situation is. I even remember when I was in college and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to graduate. Like, I want to graduate and I truly don't know how it's going to happen. I kept getting ill-advised. I didn't know that even though I was a full-time student, I didn't know that taking 12 credits a semester, no matter what you did, starting college on time and being a, and even though that's a full-time student, you're not going to graduate on time taking 12 credits a semester. Even I thought the trick in college was you have to be a full-time credit student. I didn't know there was an option where I could have simply gone to a 4-credit school instead. And at the bare minimum that I would have done taking the exact same amount of classes I was taking as a 12 credits student, still graduated on time without any effort. But you live and you learn. But anyways, I was like, I don't know how this is going to be possible, but like, I need to graduate. I had an issue with the professor. He was just so strange. And I'm not going to say his name, but he was such a like a strange person. Like, I just do not understand what his deal was with me. And he was my African American studies professor. And him and I, it was a weird vibe. And then he ended up becoming my like the head of my department. So in the year that I was in, I wanted to graduate, he ended up becoming the only way for me to get approved for graduation. I'm thinking, of course this happens. Of course this is going to happen to me. And he actually ended up passing me through despite really not really liking me as a person. Like, you know when something is off, you know, in the world, people say like the vibe is off. It's like weird energy, but you know, the spirit is off and the spirit, you can't fool the spirit. Okay. You cannot fool the Holy Spirit. Anyways, I say all that to say it ended up happening for me and I finally ended up graduating. I was so happy. I graduated with honors. Insane, like truly insane. Like, I was thrilled. And I thought, surely he's not going to make me pass because he doesn't really fancy me. But God really supernaturally touched his heart because he sure enough didn't give me a grade change when I asked him, why did I get the grade that I got in his class when I couldn't find any proof of how he even got that grade? And everyone else did better than me that was chatting and talking and all this different stuff in class. And he ignored me and then went on sabbatical. Anyways, we're getting off topic here. But like I said, God has torn down the walls of Jericho for you at some point or another in your life. Think about those things because he has come through for so many of us in so many different ways. And I think a lot of the times, some of us don't want to get serious about God until he's the only option. And I understand that that tends to be the human condition a lot of the times. But once that happens to you and you get your breakthrough from God, do not, you know, have this transactional relationship with him where all of a sudden you want to post God quotes on your Instagram now because you want to get a new job. All of a sudden you want to post God quotes because you think that this is, you know, God's a healer and he's going to mend your broken heart, but you're actively trying to find the next guy to be with. And then once you get with this guy, where's God in your equation? A lot of the times too, I've seen this happen tons of times being in church all of my life. People get a man, they want to idolize that man, idolize that relationship, completely abandon the things of the Lord. And then that guy does them dirty. That guy pulls them out of church. you know, decreases their relationship with God. I saw Janina Mapola post today saying, you don't want to get with the lukewarm guy. And I absolutely agree with her. Men are the leaders of the household when you think about the hierarchy and from like a faith-based Christian perspective. And it's like, you want to be with someone that's going to understand his role as a man and you being able to be submitted to him in the household and not be led astray from your faith. That is very important. You don't want to be with someone that's going to think, oh yeah, no, we're going to church, but at night we're banging. Like, it's not a thing. Marriage before sex is not a sin. I saw that, by the way, today, and it kind of plays tricks with your mind because it's like, wait, huh? Like, but exactly what I said. And it was so funny because I actually saw someone write the opposite last week. I saw someone post, y'all act like sex before marriage is a sin. It's not. Obviously, this person is, you know, they don't know. They're ignorant to the fact that it actually is a sin. And it's a sin for a reason. They don't know that. But it's like, we've lost sight of that in today's society, you know, and there are things that, again, not everyone has this awareness, which is why when you know better, you should do better. Especially, this is why I'm very big on explaining to the best of my ability the consequences of certain things so that you guys understand why. Because I'm very aware that just telling someone not to do something is simply not good enough to prevent them from continuing on in that behavior. But when you understand why, it tends to convict you more. And then next we have faith and perseverance, right? Faith and perseverance are very crucial when it comes to experiencing breakthroughs. Okay. In Hebrews 11 verse 30, it tells us that by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. This clearly exemplifies that faith is the key to overcoming all these obstacles, to overcoming any obstacle in your life. Faith is the key. I had a situation that was happening this week and I said to myself, to the point where I was experiencing physical pain and I was looking for approval for something and like legit paper approval. And I kept hearing like, I don't know, like we're going to try and work on it for you, but I don't know. And I truly felt defeated. And then I was hearing some people in the background saying like, well, Aisha, like maybe next year, like maybe it's just not the time. And I got confused and I felt sad and like kind of sick to my stomach where I was like, but God, I thought you said that this was going to happen for me and that I was going to be able to, you know, get this. But I don't know. I guess I just have to make peace that it wasn't going to happen. As soon as I was like having those thoughts and thinking about it, boom, next thing I get a phone call, you're approved. I was like, what? I said, whoa. Because for this thing, the stars are just aligning where it's like, how for me? Like, how? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's when the word breakthrough finally came. And I said, wow, you know what, God, I accept the blessings that you're putting in my life, because it's interesting that I want these things and I'm starting to experience them. And yet there's a small part of me that almost wants to question it and is giving room for the enemy to kind of, you know, plant doubts in my mind of like, are you sure? Like, you know, is what's going to happen after this? Da, da, da. And when I tell you, I am just, those thoughts are so far removed from my head because I'm like, this thing happening for me was really, to me, in my way, God showing me like, I am with you, daughter. I'm never leaving you or forsaking you. This is your time to shine, shine. And then we also see in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And in this scripture, it is encouraging us to consider our trials as opportunities for growth. This is also one of my favorite scriptures. You guys know I love the book of James. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Our perseverance in these trials strengthens our faith and character. If you've never gone through anything in your life, how is your character going to be tried? When you are in a relationship with anyone, it is not in the happy and joyous moments that your character shows. It is in the moments of adversity where you are tested that really highlights your character. It's in interacting with service workers that you start to see someone's character. So yes, if you were disrespectful to the waiter or the waitress, yes, that's a bit of a problem. Yes, it's when you are disrespectful to service workers and you treat anyone as less than. Yes, there's a problem. So we have to ask ourselves, how do we strengthen our faith and persevere through difficulties. This involves prayer. This involves seeking God's promises. This involves staying committed even when the breakthrough seems distant. I'm telling you guys, I've been on this journey for a while now. There were so many different experiences that I had in my short career of having a platform and being on YouTube and having a podcast. And truly, I have learned resilience. I have learned tough skin. I have learned that there will be people that genuinely, it feels like they have a personal vendetta against you. But now that I know that I have the full understanding now what I'm up against and that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, right? I understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? But we are wrestling against the principalities, the spirits that are operating behind these people, that the enemy is using these people as his human agents to sow seeds of discord and to help carry out his plan of, you know, killing, stealing, and destroying on this earth. Yes, he will allow people to be his human agents to carry out his agenda. So the things that I experience on being on the platform, or I'm sure many creators can attest to this, where, you know, I was talking to one of my friends the other day and she was sharing with me, you know, the stuff that she was experiencing on, you know, having a platform and everything. And I was telling her, like, yeah, like, it is extra crazy anytime you find yourself on a platform and you have that one person that's literally going out of their way to comment on all your stuff. So much hate and vitriol. And it's like, this has to be personal, because who would care this deeply to go comment on every single thing and then go back and forth in the comment section trying to convince other people of their perspective while they're at it? There, it's like so weird. It's one thing to experience like hate from like random individuals. It is another demon to experience a targeted attack of one person trying to convince other people to see you the way that their demonic eyes see you. Very, very interesting. But we thank the Lord for him being a redeemer, right? We thank the Lord for forgiveness. We thank the Lord for, even think about times in the past where, you know, because there's so much healing power in forgiveness. Think about the times in the past where people have said things to you, even as you have grown up. Think about the one person that you, like, you just remember that thing that they said to you, you know, growing up, and that stuck with you, and you sort of lived out that narrative because of the fact that that person had said that to you and it got into your head. Forgiveness really also helps with breakthrough. Do not underestimate the power of forgiveness. I know that person stole your man. I know that person did you dirty. I know that person talked about you. That person lied about you. That person gossiped about you. That person went out of their way to try and destroy you. But there is so much power in healing and forgiveness, because, baby, what did I always used to say? Happy people don't do certain things. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. And joy is deep, deep contentment. Happiness is moment to moment. But it's true. Misery loves company. And I ain't joining you, okay? Misery loves company. Think about the demons that are in someone that really wants to try and bring another person down. Think about how miserable someone must be that they have to comment on everything they see. Think about how miserable someone must be when they have a problem with everything and everyone's always doing something to them. It's always them. Because they are the architect of their own misfortune, but leave it to them. You get the story from them and people just have it out with for them. People are just so obsessed with them. People are just this with that. It's like ridiculous, the things that go through their head. I mean, really, it's astonishing. And I say all that to say that at the end of the day, do not underestimate forgiveness for your breakthrough, because breakthrough will happen for you when you have cleansed yourself of carrying that baggage. And one of the things that I also like to think about when I think about a quote is the fact that, you know, hatred is like, or revenge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. But not only when you seek revenge, be prepared to dig two graves because you will lose yourself in the process. You guys should watch the show called Revenge. I might watch it again. It was so good on Netflix. I actually like it. It actually takes place in Long Island, you know, where I'm from. Yeah, I would totally watch that again. But you guys should watch it because you realize that you don't win. You do not win when it comes to seeking out revenge and a vendetta against someone. And it's nasty and it will eat you alive. And oh, another thing is, you will get diseases when you are riddled with hatred in your heart. It does not go unpunished. Understand that. So, and also more importantly, it is not biblical. That's why it's, yes, like there are things that you would never do, but it's a humbling thought to remember that we can't judge people just because they sin differently than us. Very humbling. And so I also want to say, keeping a journal of the times that God has come through for you so that you can look back and remind yourself how good God is and reflect on that. Another thing is waiting on God's timing. Now, this obviously can be, I've talked about this already in my episode on waiting on the Lord. One of the hardest aspects of experiencing breakthrough is waiting for it. Psalms 27 verse 14, it says that wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. This verse right here reminds me that waiting is an active process of trusting and seeking God. Because the way that God works, at least I feel this way, is you don't even see it coming. And then all of a sudden, boom, everything starts just aligning. Okay, brick by brick by brick. And out of nowhere, okay, it's just like, whoa, what is going on here? Out of nowhere, it just works. It just flows. The you know, the heavens have opened up and the floodgates are open and your blessings are being poured down. It's raining blessings for you. That's how I found that how God works a lot of the times. And that's why it even brings you into the awareness of when people say, like, God may not be on your time, but he is always on time, because it's by time he comes around, you never turn around and be like, but God, you really could have done this sooner. It's always a feeling of, I see why he did that now. I get it now. Even though I felt that was super unfair in the moment, but I get it now. Hindsight is 20/20. Also, in Lamentations 3, verses 25 to 26, it says that the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Waiting patiently is not passive. It is an opportunity for growth and deepening our relationship with God. How can you embrace the waiting periods in your life? How can you actively trust and seek God in these times? Because that's what it requires. We went through an entire pandemic and we had to really trust, whether we were conscious of it or not, that we're going to survive this thing. You didn't know who to trust. You didn't want to hang out with your friends because you didn't know who had what. It was every man for himself. Besides your family, couldn't even attend, you know, a hospital visit with your loved one. Waiting patiently is not passive. Wow, I love that. This really just shows when you don't even see it working, it's just like, you know, when they say, like, you know, in the things of the Lord, I believe we will have the last laugh, right? People will make fun of you. They'll ridicule you. They'll laugh at you. Oh, look at her. What is she really doing with her life? Look, I'm doing good. I have this, and at least I have that. Comparison, 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 until out of nowhere, God blows, you know, his blessings on you. He opens up the floodgates. He opens up the heaven and he pours you out. Oh, what a blessing. And we all know that favor is what? Not fair. So watch it. You know what I mean? Where all of a sudden the person that you were dogging out, talking about like a dog, all these different things. And now this person is doing what? Better than you. And more importantly, they're more spiritually healthier than you are. You understand? So it's very easy to look at certain people's circumstances and feel like you have so much to say about it until you just don't. And you never know, which is why you shouldn't be trying to figure out this person's situation. And I just don't really understand their situation. Mind your business. Worry about your life and your lane and the ministry God has put on your life. Try and figure that out before you try and figure out what has nothing to do with you. Okay. But again, emphasizing that waiting patiently, it is not passive. God is still working. He's always working. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, even in your wilderness period, God is still working, because guess what? It is producing endurance. It is producing patience. It is producing maturity. It is producing good character. That's what it is producing. So nothing is wasted. And then we also have to think that God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we are not always going to see the bigger picture, especially immediately, because yes, hindsight is 20/20. And because of that, when we reflect and we see the bigger picture, then it's like, that makes so much sense now. I get it. I see why God had did it that way. So yes. And finally, I'm going to talk about celebrating your breakthroughs. Psalms 126 verse 3 reads, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Celebrating what God has done not only brings joy, but also strengthens our faith and encourages others. 1 Samuel 7 verse 12 shows us that Samuel setting up a stone as a memorial. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us." This act of remembrance is a way to honor God's faithfulness. So when we are celebrating our breakthroughs, it helps us to stay grateful. It helps us to remember that we have to have a heart of gratitude, and inspires those around us, right? It's important for us to share our testimonies and recognize God's hand in our lives. Sharing your testimony, showing how God has moved in your life, is going to encourage us. And not lying on your testimony either, because I know there tends to be a lot of that, you know, where people like to say the most outrageous testimonies. And that's not to say that supernatural things cannot happen, because I absolutely do believe in that. But you can always tell when it's like, that just literally does not make any sense, because when you ask them to explain it, they really can't in a way that you even think makes sense supernaturally, because you can just feel that the spirit is off and that they're lying. Do you understand what it is that I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's certain stories just don't add up. You know what I mean? I had $2 in my account and I wanted to purchase a high-rise penthouse apartment. And within 3 days, God literally put the money in my account and I was able to literally create my own business from that. And it's like, okay, like that probably is genuinely possible, truly. But who did you know? Who in your contacts did you know? Maybe you missed the part that someone may have blessed you because you met them at a grocery store or something like that. Like, what's the missing link? Because 1 + 1 is not equaling 2, and A plus B didn't equal C. So do you understand what it is that I'm saying? And more importantly, discerning the spirits and having an understanding of, like there are miracles for a reason. And I'm of the thought that God is a miracle worker and that he does miracles and works supernaturally all the time. I don't care what the doctor's report said. What did God say? I'm of that thought. I'm of that belief. So I know that things happen, but you can tell and you can discern when it's like, no. Okay. I would love for you guys to share in the comment section down below any time that you have had a breakthrough in your life. And I'm here serving as a living testimony as I continue to grow in Christ and grow this platform as we continue to grow as a community on here, that you are witnessing the breakthrough of my life, elevation that I've never even seen before, because I'm following God's plan for my life and being obedient to him and not holding on to the things that you thought meant so much in who you were BC before Christ, you know, before you fully surrendered to Christ. It is worth it to let it all go, no matter how long it took. I feel like I was on this journey for 2 years and I'm just starting to see like glimpses of like breakthrough in my life, where everything is just aligning. So thank you guys for listening on today. I really appreciate it. Again, I really want you to share a testimony in the comment section. And for those of you that are silent listeners, use this as an opportunity to say how God has moved for you in your life, because you truly never know how your story can help to encourage someone else. Don't keep these things to yourself, because if I were to even keep my gifts to myself, I wouldn't even be here being able to communicate with you guys if I was just you know, letting my gifts rot with me. You want to leave this world empty. So in any way that you can, try your best to always contribute. I also wanted to briefly remind you guys that I do offer coaching sessions. So if you guys want to talk about femininity, you want to strengthen your faith, you want regular lifestyle advice, make sure that you book with me on my website, aishachristina.com. I have so many exciting things for you guys on the horizon. I'm really trying to work on a bunch of different things. So I have to offer them to you guys, and I could be of more assistance for you guys. And working with you guys one-on-one with coaching is an amazing opportunity for me to get to spend a lot more time with you guys one-on-one, as opposed to how it was before, where I was just sending you guys a video and some, you know, written responses. This is going to be one-on-one real-time interaction with me. So make sure that you go to aishachristina.com to book. And then also we have the free resource, which is downloading my free guide on idolatry. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. Do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.